Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is, we're going to call it a Football Friday, the day before the 2022 blue-white game at Beaver Stadium tomorrow. We are excited. We are less than 24 hours away now from the game, in fact. And it is a Friday here on the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, lots of pre-owned inventory. A great service department that just simply gets it done with the simple diagnostics, state inspection, whatever it is. And a sales staff that is not just there for the sale, but is there to make sure that you have the right car that fits your budget and it's perfect for you and your time forward. And that's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. And of course, every Friday show brought to you by our friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. It is time now to stock up for the weekend. Going to be a beautiful weekend, especially Sunday. But, of course, we'll have good weather tomorrow for blue-white. Whether you're going to Beaver Stadium, whether you're going to watch from home, it doesn't matter. You got the Sixers game 4. Maybe they wrap it up tomorrow. Plenty of baseball going on, too. Philly starting a weekend series with the Brewers, Rockies later this week. But regardless, the Phillies are home. The Pirates got, if you still care, if you're a Pirate fan. It's time to stock up for the weekend. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Best selection of beer anywhere. Water, wine coolers, soft drinks, snacks. They roast those peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And especially for Sunday, why not go at a couple of their 6 great flavors of slushies? All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we got a big show to wrap up the week today. We've had a busy week talking all Penn State, all blue-white. We're going to do that again today with On3 Sports' Nate Bauer at 3:35. But we're going to continue with the Sixers talk and the NBA hoops talk. Sixers got game 4 tomorrow afternoon. Try to wrap up the series against the Raptors. Kate Scott, the play-by-play voice of the 76ers on NBC Sports Philly, she's going to join us at 4:06. Excited to have her on with us today. And the King, to wrap things up with another segment of our headlines for the week in What to Watch For. So, lots coming up today. But you can tell it's a good day because the NCAA has actually done something right, as they have announced today some slight changes to the targeting rule and faking injuries, which is exactly what Steve has even mentioned when it comes to the targeting rule. So previously, anyone that was ejected for targeting during the second half of a game had to sit out the first half of the next team's game. But now, for any game that has instant replay, conferences now will have the right to appeal the decision to the NCAA National Coordinator of Officials. If video suggests the player shouldn't have been removed because of targeting, the player will be eligible immediately for his next team's game. Thank you. Thank you, NCAA.
Bingo!
There you go. So as long as you got some video replay, conferences can now go ahead and appeal to the NCAA to get that player eligible immediately for the next game instead of having to sit out the next game because you got a targeting call in the second half of the previous game. That's something we've all been calling for. Now, this was also interesting, too. Schools and conferences will also be able to report scenarios where an opposing team may have been awarded an injury timeout suspiciously. The conference or school involved in the complaint would be able to issue discipline if the national coordinator of officiating deems it necessary. Any injured player will still be required to sit out at least a play. And then finally, simplification of the blocking below the waist rule. Linemen and stationary backs blocking below the waist inside the tackle box on scrimmage plays will be permitted. However, any such action outside the tackle box will be penalized. So there you go.
And also, you should be fined for intentionally walking. No, I'm just kidding. Goodness gracious. Got Kate Scott today. It'll be great.
Yeah.
We'll talk about your guy, Joel Embiid. What are you typing up, a resignation letter? What are you doing?
I'm just getting some of these things in order.
You, sir, are my hero!
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we'll have Kate on today. King's on today, too. And the blue-white game is tomorrow. And then, look, everybody have a chance to see what's going on. They'll be able to watch it on, you know, of course, you can listen to it here. You can watch it on BTN. You can go to the game and see it for yourself. And then, look, you know, whatever questions you have on Monday, we're going to do an Ask Steve Anything Day. How about that? So whatever questions you have, we will go through them one by one on Monday's show. And I think that'll be a lot of fun. People, you know, just based on what you see, you may have some questions about what you're seeing out there. I mean, I know I have a lot of questions after our staff meeting. I mean, I dare not ask them. You want to know why?
Well, yeah.
It makes the meeting go longer. All right. Don't
get the
do
lingerie
that.
On the deck. Call the janitor.
Don't want to do that. Don't want to do that. Make it go longer. Okay. Jay Wright says he just didn't have the fire anymore. You know, he had to keep giving himself pep talks before practices and sometimes before games. And that's when you know you do need to get out. That's when you know you need to get out. I don't blame him. You also see Guy LaFleur passed away today, 70 years old. You want to talk about the era he played in. Montreal had the great Jean Béliveau. And Béliveau was a great player. Béliveau was, in terms of stature and style of play, he was Mario Lemieux before Mario Lemieux, to give you an idea. But the Montreal Canadiens, of course, were always looking for that next star. And they were trying to choose between Marcel Dion and Guy LaFleur. And they chose LaFleur. Now, both had Hall of Fame careers. But LaFleur would fly down the boards on that wing. And that hair flowing, oof, something else. And that is going to be. That's he and Mike Bossy. He and Mike Bossy, by the way. I mean, 10 days apart. So I'll tell you a quick Guy LaFleur story. I'm in college, and the Canadians, of course, are great. LaFleur is the best of the best. And I'm on college radio. In fact, my good friend John Molesky, and you may have seen John over the years on Newsium or C-SPAN or whatever, but, you know, John and I be hanging in the office, and we listen to various guys do their sportscast. We had one guy who shall remain nameless that really struggled with names. And it was an era in tennis where he had Guillermo Vilas and Vitas Gerulaitis, and it was a struggle for this guy. And the... So we're listening to the sports, and he says, and in the NHL, the Montreal Canadiens beat the New York Rangers 4-2 as Guy Lafleur had two goals. I'm like, oh. All right. So the sportscast is over with. He comes back, and John and I say, look, it's Guy Lafleur. And then I made the comment, it's hockey. Think French. Beautiful. Yeah. So half hour later, he goes back out there. He's going to do the sports. And he gets to the scoreboard. And Montreal, the Canadiens beat the New York Rangers 4-2 as Guy Lafleur had a pair of goals last night for Montreal. Oh, I'm feeling pretty good. That's great. All right. Love it. Buffalo played Toronto. And Buffalo had a terrific penalty killer at the time by the name of Don Luce, L-U-C-E. And he's, and this is at Guy Lafleur, he says, meanwhile, Buffalo beat Toronto 3-1 as Don Luce. I'm like, oh, no, I told him to think French. Boy. Whatever became of that guy? Oh, yeah, I believe he runs our staff meetings. Nah, just kidding.
S-U-I-T, that spells suit.
It was, believe it or not, it was not the suit. It was not the suit, just so you know. Just want to make sure, you know, it wasn't him. But to me, Guy Lafleur, Don Luce... I mean, that's like intentionally walking a guy. All right, so, what, no?
No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
Yankee fans.
It was great strategy. I'm like, oh, God.
All right, sure it was. All right. Thing about Cabrera is cool. It's like, hey, we won the game. That's all I cared about. Hey, when you're a lifetime 310 hitter and you're hitting 308 this season... Yeah, you can feel that way. Yankees playing tonight? It got to be, right?
Yes, this is the first Amazon game tonight as they start a weekend series with the Guardians.
Is it Amazon or Apple?
It's Amazon Prime tonight. They do have Apple later this season.
Okay,
but they,
Amazon
they,
Prime.
They have a deal with Amazon Prime to do, like, I think it's 26 games this season.
The Yankees do or Major League Baseball?
I think it's the Yankees.
Okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it is the Yankees.
Wow.
Now, luckily, yeah. I have it for me personally, but this is still stupid, as we all have said before.
I don't... I'm not somebody that's into the streaming part of it. There's, I think there's reasons, for example, like Netflix took off during the pandemic, but you notice Netflix has cratered.
Yeah, and then CNN and Plus just crashed and that was gone.
Three weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
3 weeks. I mean, let's be honest. There aren't a lot of people watching CNN to begin with, let alone CNN Plus. But it's... I don't know. I think that you'll notice that the deals that the Big Ten is putting together are with either over-the-air or cable. Maybe there'll be one of those packages in there, like an Apple Plus or an Amazon, maybe. But I think you're seeing more traditional TV and cable actually wait out streaming. I think they've been able to wait them out. I think it's made a big difference, and that's why I think you're seeing the packages put together that way. And for Penn State, you know, could be a big money time because not only the Big Ten TV contract, but Penn State's Nike contract's also up. So, see how that goes. Take a break. We'll come back. It was really cute. Matt sent me a picture of little Luke putting up four fingers yesterday. He says, look, he's the manager of the Yankees. As we continue here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
No good! No good! No good!
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
I might not have been on the top of my game this year as a head coach, but the staff was. And the leadership of this team was. That's what, it was so amazing. It was amazing for Patty and I, and even Mark kind of knew. I might not have been on the top of my game, and we're watching these guys and what they did. It was incredible. We said, okay, let's wait till the end of the season and we'll deal with this. And then we kept winning and winning and winning, and it just kept going longer and longer. And then we knew, you know, Patty and I kept saying, like, we're putting these guys in a tough spot. We're putting the players in a tough spot because we're not going to be able to deal with this until later. To be where we are today with Kyle, our staff intact, all these players intact, the leadership, our recruits, is really what Patty and my dream was.
That's Jay Wright at his press conference today. You know, when you have to give yourself pep talks to do a practice and give yourself a pep talk for a game, yeah, it's time. But what a time he had at Villanova. A great, great career. And a terrific guy, by the way, as you could tell when we had him on the show last summer. All right, next half hour, we'll have Reginald Walker on the show, and then Kate Scott at 4:06, the King at 4:35. The after show, the suit will interview Aaron Boone.
He'll be doing that for Myrtle Beach because he's there on vacation right now.
That's okay. So is Aaron Boone.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
You need to stock up for the weekend. And it's going to be a beauty. That means you need to go to Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Amports Domestics Microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, lots and lots of snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Six great flavors of slushies. And the pickle bar, led by the Barrels and the Dills, all together now in Danville, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we are in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai, best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory, all with the Sunbury Motors guarantee and a service department that takes care of routine, takes care of inspections, diagnostics. They do it all. It's at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf online, sunburymotors.com. All right, Blue-White Weekend. So let's bring in Reginald Walker. Sir, always a pleasure. Great to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Steve. I will say this. That pitcher looked very Shane Conlon, Mac Morrison-esque.
Yes.
Making that play. Very good form. Good job keeping his head up, chest up, brought his hands. Excellent form tackle. I think James Franklin would be proud to maybe recruit that kid. They don't play football at that junior college down there. So keep an eye on that kid playing football.
If they do, he may be the first guy they recruit. do you remember your first Blue-White game?
Absolutely.
And if so, what was it like when you went into the stadium and saw that crowd?
The crowd was incredible. I'll tell you what really surprised me, and there were some other things that went on during that Blue-White game, Steve, that I think you'll quite likely remember. But the crowd was really good, but there was a level of anticipation and excitement because I don't know if people remember this, but we were trying to figure out who the running back was going to be. That's when Eric McCoo was still there, Eddie Drummond, and Larry Johnson. And so you had to figure out
what this thing was
going to look like. And Omar Easy.
Omar, we always used to call him Omar Take It Easy. Yeah, we just
so. That's it.
Yeah, Eddie Drummond. And Eddie Drummond got moved to wide receiver.
He got moved to wide out. Larry was returning kicks.
Yeah.
And Larry had some things to say about that going into that year as well.
I'm surprised. But Larry Johnson would, as a runner, deliver punishment. Is that a fair assessment when you're trying to tackle Larry Johnson?
Yes, it's interesting because as big as he was, Larry stands about 6'2", 6'3", about 225, 230 pounds at the time. It's interesting because as much as he would run away from you, he had a stiff arm that just would not quit. And I saw him even after Penn State when he got to the NFL, he put a lot of guys on their back with that stiff arm. Not quite Derrick Henry-esque where he's lifted a couple of guys off their feet the last couple of years. But Larry was a very powerful runner, really, really strong with his offhand. And unlike a lot of backs that we see or that we certainly saw during that time, didn't wear gloves.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Really, the last running back around here I saw that didn't wear gloves was Zach Swinak. And there are times in the rain, by the way, where I've seen in practice for that Kevon Lee, if it's raining, won't wear gloves. But that's just a weather situation.
Right.
But what was your reaction going through the tunnel and seeing all those people there, knowing that you were going to participate?
You know, Steve, it was funny because the first time I came actually through that tunnel, it was sort of just the sort of autograph session.
Yeah.
And so half the people were still outside drinking soda and water because that's all that happens outside of Beaver State.
Really a fair assessment on your part.
Yes. And then we went in and then we came back out for actual warm-ups and it was packed. There had to be about 70,000. I went, whoa, wait a minute. I thought we were just playing ourselves here.
Yeah.
obviously, you know the feel when you're there for a regular season game, but that's when I really got a feel for how passionate the fan base was to just get a glimpse of us at all, which was really, really interesting.
What did it do for the nerves?
Mine went through the roof for a second. Because I also knew that there was a high probability that I was going to be matched up one-on-one with Bryant Johnson at some point.
Yeah.
And there was some fear of getting beat deep for a touchdown.
Gee, I wonder why. Not on your talent, but based on his talent.
That first-round pick.
Yeah.
First-round pick. I mean, but it was one of those seminal moments in life where you sort of look around and you go, yep, I get it. This is why this place is different.
Yeah. For the young players that'll be out there for the first time tomorrow, including some, by the way, that, you know, last year may have come through the tunnel. There are a lot of fans but didn't get a chance to play. What would your advice be to them?
Don't overreact. Stick to what you know. Try to be instinctive. Just play instinctive football. Understand the language, the play calls, because that's the hardest part. I think we talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of being a young player, can you understand what's happening in front of you, right? And this is going to be really the first time that they're not going to stop something and say, hey, do you see what the sight adjustment is here? They're going to expect you to execute. And so for the young guys, I would just tell them, you know, play hard, play instinctive, and make your mistakes going full speed, because this is the day to do it.
Usually a lot of players come back for this. Now they'll come back for games too. Was there any point during the course of your years of doing playing in blue-white games, Regal, where you looked over and said, hey, check that out? And, you know, that guy's there. Wow.
Yeah, actually a lot. And that was the interesting thing. The first time I met Kajana Carter was when I came off the field during a blue-white game. I came off, and he's just kind of standing there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Is that – yes, that is you. And so that can kind of get you a little bit out of the headspace of knowing what's going on. So you have to stay focused and understand what's going on around you and in front of you and stay locked into the game. But those are some of those great moments. And as you know, I normally – I guess normally is kind of out of the question now after COVID. But historically, I've come back. I'm actually – ironically, the reason I'm not there is for another Penn Stater. I'm on my way, actually, to Raleigh, North Carolina. The father of Marcus Mills, the late,
yes,
great Sam Mills Jr.,
yes,
is being inducted into the North Carolina Sports Hall of Fame tonight.
Yep.
So I'm going to be there with Marcus, supporting him and his family. So another one of those family tree things of being a Nittany Lion. How about that?
Well, you tell Marcus my best, because awesome, awesome guy and a great family. And you want to talk about it. He deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. But Sam Mills was – you want to talk about somebody who got everything out of their,
yes,
talent? Sam Mills,
yes,
was the definition of that. I think that's fair.
Absolutely correct. I completely agree. So I'll be doing that this evening. So unfortunately, I will not be one of the old guys on the sidelines tomorrow.
Nah, that's okay. I'll be up in the booth. I take care of that. I'm the old guy. All right. But the entire weekend is great. But what's interesting is then the scrimmage ends. And I usually sense that players are like, okay, good, spring practice is over. All right. Did you ever get that feeling? Okay. And almost needed like a week, 10 days?
Yes, and it was actually for two reasons. Number one, there was a chance, like in your brain, you're like, okay, now I can let my body heal up a little bit. Because it's a little bit more physical in the spring, because you're trying to figure out who can play for you, right?
Yeah.
And then the second thing is, because, and I don't want anybody to take this wrong, I love State College.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the weather, this blue-white game is often very late in April, mm-hmm, such as now.
Yep.
And so you want it to be over because finals are coming in like 10 days.
Yeah.
And so that's the other piece of it, because as everybody knows, there are no games played when it comes to the educational piece at Penn State.
Nope, and not in the least. You know, and you know that as well as anybody.
Shout out to Todd Colca.
TK is the best at it. He's outstanding.
He is the best.
So what are you looking at? You know, I know you're going to be elsewhere, but what would you be looking for from this group based on what you know about them?
I'm looking at offensive line continuity.
Yeah.
That's number one. I'm looking at what's going to happen with that secondary. Who's going to emerge next to Jair Brown? Who's going to be a playmaker that can play, obviously, over the top and come down in the box and make some plays? And then, obviously, the quarterback position. You know, who emerges, obviously, in theory at least, behind Sean Clifford? The presumption is Sean would be the guy, but who emerges behind him Because as I've talked about with you before, Steve, that's a very talented quarterback room, mm-hmm. but it's going to get real crowded real quick.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's a great thing, and sometimes that's not so great of a thing in terms of being able to keep everybody in that room. So those are the main things I'm looking for, but I really want to see what it looks like at the line of scrimmage. Do we have some offensive linemen that are what I call people movers mm-hmm. On that side of the ball? And yeah. then who can get off the edge? Who can turn the corner? Show me the bend that they need to show. We've had guys like Ebukete last year, all the way back to guys like Shane Simmons, Michael Haynes, yeah. Jimmy Kennedy. I mean, you could go back years and years of guys that can mm. get around the edge and turn that corner.
Etor
Gross Matos. I mean, we can name guys for days on end, right?
Yeah.
The kid out of Maryland, Aaron Maven.
Aaron Maven.
Just so many guys. Who's next in line? And you can even mention a guy like LeVar Arrington. He was really a linebacker, but he was able to come around the corner. Yeah. Derek Wake goes by Cameron Wake now. Just a bunch of guys who have always been able to fit the bill there. Who's the next one in line in James Franklin's program? Because it's always been a thing going back to Joe, obviously, and through the Bill O'Brien days and the early days of James Franklin. And now it's going to be who's that next guy that can step up to the plate, make some plays coming around the edge.
Well, all the best. Safe trip to you. I know it's an important weekend for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Enjoy it. I know you'll be great on the call. And, hey, listen, I don't know who's going to be in the booth with you, but as long as they're next to Stevie Jones, they'll be all right.
I think it's Jack Ham, and he pretty much carries me. So that's, I think he knows what he's doing. Hey, thanks so much, Reginald.
Anytime, Steve. Take care. Love you guys. Love Happy Valley. We are.
Reginald Walker joining us. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Kate Scott, next half hour on News Radio 1070 WKO.
Oh, yeah, it is. The Steve Jones Show.
Yeah. 1967, 1983. That's pretty much it. They have as many championships as the New York Knicks. Wow. But they have a song.
Yeah, that's right. And Luke and Mark both know it.
Yeah, I don't want the youth to have sad childhoods. I want it to be uplifting, positive, instead of surrounded by negativity, which normally is a second-round exit for you guys, right?
Well, it used to be a first, but now it's been upgraded to a second round, so hopefully we don't repeat that this year.
Well, you got lucky. You got a team that doesn't have a lot of juice. Out of the gate. I mean, and that's a big problem for the Raptors. They just don't have. There's no Kyle Lowry. There's no Kawhi Leonard. I think they did a great job to get the fifth seed this year. But to be honest with you, it just. I don't know. And it'll be something I'll bring up with Cape. This will be. Let me tell you the biggest positive I took out of what they did the other night. They didn't play well the other night in a playoff game against a playoff team. They did not play well, yet they won. That tells me a lot. That tells me a lot that they were able to win a game
on a night where they just really didn't have it and it was on the road. That's impressive. That's impressive they did that. Now, we'll see what happens moving forward. Looks like Robert Williams is coming back for the Celtics. He may be Ben Simmons back. No?
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Yeah, his injury was like 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Simmons very hopeful for Game 4 return. Why not Game 3? Why not Game 3? I am confused.
I am too, but you know what? All I can do is just laugh and say, your problem now.
Yeah, you know what, though? James Harden has not played well for the Sixers and did not play well the other night. He fouled out.
That's okay. I'll take this ahead of what's happening.
I understand that, but I'm looking big picture here. I mean, it's like...
But I get it, yeah. He came off the wall a couple times the other night. He did.
It's like when you look at the whole thing, instead of like just being so much in the moment, you get negative and hate and things like that.
But yeah, he came off very small in some of the big moments in Game 3 last night, or a couple nights ago, including a couple free throws he missed.
I mean, I know he's trying to fit in with what's going on, but I'll be honest with you, it's been a little different than I thought it would be. How about that? And I don't know. There are moments with him out there where I really don't want to phrase it this way, but I'll at least the best I can do. Where, like, he's going through the motions.
No, I have felt that really. I felt that's what it was basically throughout the rest of the regular season. I think you're 100% on that.
I mean, they're not playing well the other night. That's the kind of situation where I'd say, okay, now here we go. He'll take over here a little bit. He'll play his game. He didn't do it. Okay. Now, Maxey's been tremendous. I think Seth Curry's been really good. I've always liked Seth Curry. I liked Seth Curry when he was at Duke. I remember watching him down in Philadelphia in the NCAA tournament. And I thought, well, you know what? It may not be his brother, but this guy can shoot. I like Seth Curry. And they gave him up to get Harden. That was the one. Of all the guys they gave up in that trade, the first thing I thought was, I think they just gave up a guy that could be that last difference maker out there. I mean, I realized you had to do it to get Harden. I got that. But Maxey's been great. Thibault can't play again tonight because he's just not a good person. No? Wrong way to put it.
Robert Williams is going to stuff Ben Simmons in Game 4. I can't wait to see it.
We'll see. I'll bet Simmons, if he plays, 20 minutes.